Nearly 20,000 people have now tested positive for the coronavirus in Massachusetts. Nearly 600 deaths have been reported. Some Boston area hospitals say they are seeing a surge in the number of patients. Dr. Helen Boucher is the chief of the Division of Geographic Medicine and Infectious Diseases at Tufts Medical Center. Dr. Boucher, good morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
Governor Charlie Baker is saying the peak of cases will occur closer to April 20th, which is at the far end of earlier projections. From what you're seeing, are we in the surge now? And do you agree with the governor's projections about the peak?
I can say we're seeing an increased number of cases every day. So it is very reasonable to think that we're perhaps at the beginning of the surge. And it is also true that the date of the prediction of the surge has moved back. And that might be good news. That might mean that all this hard work that we've been doing with physical distancing is paying off in that, you know, the peak has been delayed and that's given us more time to prepare and allowing us to take better care of the patients who need us.
Now, Baker also said the projected peak would be about 2,500 new cases per day in Massachusetts. Does that sound accurate to you?
That's certainly a number that I've seen, and I think all of these projections need to be taken in the context of the fact that they are projections and they're done with models that make assumptions. So based on the best available data we have, that's what the experts are predicting. It remains to be seen what truly happens.
Is testing for the virus where it needs to be now in Massachusetts?
Well, we've made a lot of progress with testing, which is good news, and we're seeing really large increases even just this week. But we still have a long way to go until we have what we believe is adequate testing, so we know that there are large numbers of patients who've been infected for whom we don't have testing evidence yet.
Specifically, what do you think testing needs to be?
We need to have adequate means to test the patients, the sick patients before us and our healthcare and other frontline workers. We need to have some rapid tests, even point-of-care tests, like tests that could be done in 15 minutes. And then we need to have serology or antibody testing so that we can really understand who's had this disease already and gotten over it, so we can get a sense of how widespread the infection is. And all three of those types of tests are needed in adequate supply for us to really get a handle on the disease and then to use the tools, the treatment tools that we hope to get in the best way possible going forward.
How long do you think it will be until the antibody testing becomes readily available?
Well, we've had some good news there as well. So there have been a couple of tests that have gotten the FDA clearance under the emergency use, and we expect to have the antibody test here in the next couple of weeks. The caveat or the thing for us to remember is that just like so many of the other precious resources that we're dealing with in this epidemic, some of the supplies for the test are in short supply. The reagents that we use and the swabs that we use to do these tests. And so for the antibody test, it has to do with the reagents in the machines. And that might delay our ability to kind of scale them up. And I think we all have to be prepared that we'll be dealing with the allocation of those precious resources for some time.
Governor Baker has also talked about his plan to implement contact tracing in the state. It's being referred to as very ambitious, and it has been used successfully in other places. What do you think about how well it will work here?
Well, I'm very hopeful that it will work well, and we know that contact tracing is one of the best ways to control diseases like COVID-19. You know, we're in the so-called mitigation phase now, but when we come out of this, the importance of something like contact tracing just can't be emphasized enough. So the idea would be that, you know, once we're through this period and we're back to life, we're going to want to identify any cases that pop up and do prompt contact tracing and, you know, get those people quarantined as quickly as possible to stop the spread again so we don't see another peak.
Dr. Boucher, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dr. Helen Boucher is chief of the Division of Geographic Medicine and Infectious Diseases at Tufts Medical Center.